God. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Another round of applause to Jesus and our choir. Amen. Can we pray, please? Almighty Father, we thank you once again. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for your love that has brought us together in your name. Our Lord and our God, we ask, O Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. We ask, O Lord, that you prepare our hearts, O Lord. Father, we are tired of being hearer of your word, O Lord. Father, we ask for grace that will be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Lord, I commit myself into your able hand. I empty myself of everything I think and know. And I ask, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will speak through me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for answering our prayers since we've prayed in the precious name of Jesus Christ. So this morning, we'll be talking to us shortly on 7 steps to achieve excellence. 7 steps to achieve excellence. I would like Brother Abraham to project it as we go in case we want to write something down. You know, we are starting a new year and God is starting with us. So whatever we want to achieve, we can achieve it through the grace of God, and he will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So number one on our list is vision. You know, whatever we want to achieve, we must have a God-given vision. We all know what vision is. Vision is the ability to see God, you know, the presence of God, the power, and the plan in spite of all obstacles. That is what vision is, you know. Also, vision is the ability to see beyond the majority. You know, when, like, if you look at the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2, you know, there's a God-given vision that was given there, and the person who received it, he ran with it. That's one thing about vision. When you have it, you have to run with it. You will not be timid about your vision. Once it's from God, you have to run with it. And I pray that God will give us a God-given vision in Jesus' name. You know, when our vision is from God, nobody can stop it. It will surely come to pass, you know. We don't have to orchestrate things. We don't have to doctor paper. We don't have to do anything. Ours is just to focus and run with the vision. And, you know, God will open doors of opportunities once our vision is right with God. And God will even reveal things to us, you know. And God will reveal things and open door that will take us to our destiny. And God will help us in Jesus' name. He will even give us grace, you know, to fulfill, you know, the vision. That is why, if you look at the book of Proverbs 29:18, can we quickly go there? Proverbs 29:18. We are still talking about the number one point here, vision. It's a very popular Bible passage. It says, where there is no vision, the people do what? That is, if we lack revelation or vision from God, you know, we are heading for destruction. We won't be destroyed in Jesus' name. You know, we have to daily ask God for vision to see things beyond the majority, you know. And, you know, if we look at it sometimes, we look at it, oh, I remember somebody gave a testimony maybe last year, that when they were writing down what they wanted God to do for them, then the husband included something. And she just looked at the husband and said, oh, are you kidding? And to God be the glory, it came to pass. So that is why I say, once our vision is in line with the word of God, that it will surely come to pass. Another example of somebody who ran with the vision God gave is Nehemiah. We know the story of Nehemiah now, in Nehemiah chapter 4. You know, he had a clear vision to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, you know, despite the opposition from Sanballat and Tobiah with other opposition, you know. While they were walking, while they were building the wall, you know, they were walking and at the same time they have their armor, you know, looking at the enemy. But what happened? They were focused and they did it because it was a God-given vision. God will help us in Jesus' name, and will give us the vision that will bring glory to his name in Jesus' name. Number 2 points here, we're talking about achieving excellence, you know, is goal setting. Even if you have the vision and you don't have a goal, you know, we must set a goal for ourselves, our family, and even our children, you know, what we want to achieve. Without a goal, you know, we are bound to just drift you know, what this is what we want to do. We don't even know what we want. But if we have a goal, we set a goal. This is by this time, this time around, this is what I want, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to be doing. You know, if we don't have that type of goal, we just live life. You know, we not live life to the fullest. We just exist, you know, just whatever happens, let it happen. But once we have a goal, that the goal we set for ourselves and we invite God to it, you know, God will help us and he will see us through in Jesus' name. So let's look at Philippians 3:14. Praise the Lord. You know, Apostle Paul is telling us that he pressed forth towards the goal. In the other version, towards is still the same thing. You know, we should forget about the past failure, mistake of last year. Press forward and replan again. Set another goal and invite God to it. You know, forget about the mistake of the past years. You know, don't dwell in the past. Reach forth, as Apostle Paul says here. We should reach forth, you know, pressing forth towards the goal. You know, as here I mentioned an example of somebody who set a goal for the family. You know, Joshua, he set a goal. If you look at Joshua 24:15b, it says, choose you these days who you will do what? You will serve. As for me and my house, we do what? Set a goal, you know, set a goal for yourself and your family. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Still, we are still unable to project it, but, you know, point number three here, you know, we set our goal now, you know. We have to set our priorities. What are your priorities? You have to make your priority right, you know. First thing first. That is why the Bible says in Matthew 6:33. I want everyone to be there, because most of the time I think we've forgotten this Bible passage. It's very important to our Christian race. Matthew 6:33. We should all know it. Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You know, when we set our priority right, you know, we put God first in every of our, everything we want to do. Putting God first means that anything we want to do, we should always ask God for help. We should not rely on ourselves, on our own understanding. You know, if we put God first, you know, he's going to fill our thoughts and our desires with his own righteousness, you know, and we'll be able to achieve things. But if we dwell in our own understanding, you know, and we don't put him first, that's why I say when we put him first, every other thing, you know, will be added to us. When we obey him, we serve him, you know, study the word, it is then that he will reveal things to us, and we stand right before him. Then we'll be able to achieve more things, you know. When we study the word of God, you know, we take our spiritual call. We give it a top priority, you know, serving the Lord. You know, when we spend more time with the things of the Lord, studying the word, praying, you know, that is when we are putting God first. But if we just depend upon on our own ability and we don't set our priority right, it may be difficult for us to achieve. And God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, there's somebody in the Bible who set his priority right. And that is in Genesis 22. That is Abraham. When God told him, take your only son, your only, you know, underline it, only son, you know, he did. That is somebody who set his priority right. And God will help us to set our priority right in Jesus' name. You know, we have the vision, we have the goal, we set our priority right, you know. The number 14 is that we have to develop a plan of action. You know, if you have all these things and you don't have a plan of action, goal will never be achieved if there's no proper planning towards the goal. You know, that is why the Bible is telling us something in Luke 14:28-30. Luke 14:28-30. That is very important too. I want everyone to open it. Luke 14:28-30. develop a plan of action for yourself, your family. Luke 14:28-30. It says, we got it right wrong. Luke 14:28-30. Okay, continue. Praise the Lord. Let me read the one I intend to read. Luke 14:28-30. It says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and not able to finish, all who sees it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'" Praise the Lord. So that is why we need to develop a plan of action. You know, how many of us, if we want to do something, we have to sit down, look at what is going to cost, what is going to take. Will I be able to finish it? I need to ask for more grace in this area. You know, the Bible says that people will begin to mock the person. Will not be mocked in Jesus' name. Because we are going to develop a plan of action in line with the word of God. And God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, there's one good example here in the Bible. Remember when Gideon was a good example in the Bible for developing a plan of action. You know, when he was going to take people to war, I think there were about 3,000 men. And he seek the face of the Almighty God. And God told him to take the people to the river to go and drink water, you know. And he instructed him that anybody who is drinking water and concentrating on what he's doing and not looking, that is not fit, you know. He took them there and people were drinking. Some people, they were tired, they got carried away, so they just started drinking. While others, as they drink, they are still looking. They are conversant of what is happening around them. And, you know, God said, those are the people that are going with you. God will help us in Jesus' name so that we'll be able to plan in line with the word of God and God will see us through in Jesus' name. Amen. Number five, you know, even if we develop a plan of action in line with the word of God and we don't change, you know, our former habits, you know, there are some things that we need to change in our life. There are some things that we need to do away with. There are some things that we need to add to our life to help us to achieve. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34, telling us about a change in our habits. 2 Kings. If you are there, you can read it.
Unto this day, they do after their former custom. They do not fear the Lord as God sees it. Neither do they obey the statutes or the ordinances or the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need a change of habits to achieve, you know. We should start to put away old habits and start putting a new one, you know. For what we do consistently, we become permanent, you know. You know, we have a habit of doing something every time, you know. Before we know it, it's part of us. So that is why we need change. We have to change for the positive things, you know. We have to change, you know. We begin to read the Bible, set a specific time for prayer, not the one in the car, you know. Devote more time to the things of God, you know. Otherwise, everything, you know, lot of things are competing with it. If you don't take charge and just set time, this Lord, this year, this is the way I want to do it. I want to set a time that I will study the word of God. I want to set a time that I will pray. I want to set a time while my children are not home. I'm going to go into their rooms one by one and start prophesying. I want for my husband. My husband is at work. I want to start praying that God will prosper him. You know, we have to, you know, we have to change our habits sometimes to achieve, you know, and we have to put on a new habit of fellowshipping with other children of God, you know, supporting the things of the God, of God, you know, putting our money, you know, energy, time, whatever we have to glorify God, you know. We have to start exercising our spiritual gift. That is when there's a change in our habit, you know. When you exercise your spiritual gift, that is when you will pray. That is when you will fast, because the Bible says there are some things that will not go away except for prayer and fasting. We can do it and invest our time in the things of the Lord, the things that we, you know, we glorify God, that will sharpen and strengthen us. That is the thing we should, the things that we should invest our time on. You know, if we are going to cut the amount of time we watch TV for, maybe the amount of time we spend on the internet. Because if we need to do something, we can't afford to spend 3 hours on the internet. It's a lot. Am I right? On the internet, even television, we can't. We have to do away with some old habits. That is what the children of Israelite, they continue doing. They go back. They didn't fear God. They continue in their old habits. That's why the Bible says, can we continue in what? In sin. It's not possible. We have to change things. We have to, you know, come to a point where we are able to open ourselves to correction and see what we are doing wrong, what we need to do better. And God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. Number 6. We are still talking about how to achieve, you know. We have to be determined. Determination is very important, you know. Even if you have vision, you set your goal, your priorities are right, and there's no determination, will not be able to achieve much, or even if we are able to achieve anyway. So we have to be determined to follow through. We have to be determined when we set out for the things of God that we do it, and we do it to a point of reward. That's why the Bible says that he rewards those who diligently seek him. You know, we have to, you know, if we have the potential, we still have to have the ability to persist regardless of the obstacle, of any obstacle. If you look around us this morning, I can tell you there are 1,001 reasons why we should not be in church today. Am I right? Some of us, we are tired. Some of us, we need to go and support our friend who is playing footy. Some of us, we need to run our children to a friend's house who is having a party. We are tired because we want to get ready for Monday. But we are still here. It's because we are determined that today I'm coming to fellowship with the children of God. And God will reward our determinations in Jesus' name. If you look at Isaiah 50, verse 7, the book of Isaiah 50. If you are there before me, you can read. Isaiah 50, verse 7. It says, "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know I will not be ashamed." Praise the Lord. You know, once we have the determination, say, for the Lord God will do what? He will help us. He will help us to achieve, you know, and will not be disgraced. You know, if we are determined, God will do the rest. What we need to do is just to continue asking him, Lord, give me the grace. I need more grace in this area. I'm determined to do this one. I'm determined to move forward in my Christian life. I'm determined to move forward academically. Lord, help me. Give me the grace. Help me to retain memories. Increase me in knowledge and understanding. You know, if you look at the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, our perfect example, lived a life of determination. He was determined at every point. You know, there was a time he said, for this reason I came. You know, that is determination. In John, you know, another example, when we look at the book of Luke, Luke 26, 39. The book of Luke 26, we are looking at how determined Jesus, our perfect example, was. Luke 26, 39. Luke 26:39. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Praise the Lord. You know, that is determination. You know, he look at it, the flesh is telling him that, "Oh Lord, can it pass?" You know, and he said, "Not at my own will." You know, we can be determined and still be in the will of God. You know, once we set, just like where we read in Isaiah 50, you know, we set our eyes, you know, our face on something that we not look back and just say, Lord, the Lord says he's going to help us that we not be put to shame. Once, what we need to do is just to have the determination and God will do the rest for us, you know. We can still be determined. We don't need to help God to do what he needs to do. To our own is just to remain focused and have the determination, continue to ask God for the grace. For anything we want to achieve, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Afresh, we'll be determined in whatever we want to do, and God will help us to achieve it in Jesus' name. Lastly, because of our time, I have many things there, but anytime I have the opportunity, I will still want to share with us. You know, the last thing here is assessment. If you are determined, you've set the priority right, everything is set, you have done. You have to take time to look at where have I done well, where have I not done well, what I need to do, you know. Assessment is useful. It's useful. It will help us to identify our strengths and weakness so that we know the area that we need to put more effort, the area that we need to improve, you know. I've looked at it, I've have my plan, everything is ready. And at the end of it, maybe 6 months, you know, and it has to be on a regular basis, you know. Maybe our assessment is going to be maybe every month. Okay, this is the plan for my family. We'll be having family meeting every month. Okay, how many times now? In 3 months' time, we are going to review it. Is it working? So we have to see if we are not doing it well, and we have to ask God, Lord, this is where we are not. We see ourselves. If we are honest to ourselves, we see where we have not done well and where we have done well. If you look at Proverbs 13:19, it says, "A desire accomplished is sweet to the soul," you know, when we have done everything. This is what I want to do. And this, I've achieved it. Oh, then we relax and we'll be contented and we'll be happy. You know, that is when we are determined, we have the goal, we have our priority right, and everything is right in line with the word of God. And we see what God will do, and we look back and we give the glory to him. So this is what we have. I want us to project it again so that we can look at it from number one, in case we miss anything out, because I think it's very important as we are starting a new year. Number one on the list is vision. We should have a vision, God-given vision for yourself, your family. Number two, we set a goal for ourselves and our families. Then our priority. So number one, if you need to write it down, because sometimes in the book of Habakkuk, we say we should write our vision down and make it plain so that we'll be able to run with it as we see it. Sometimes we need to write things down to make it work. Number two, we set goal for ourselves and our family. Number three, on the basis of our vision and goal, set priority for yourself and your family. That is Matthew 6:33. Number four. To develop a plan of action, you know, for yourself and your family. Number five, we need to change our old habits in line with our goals, you know, our habits. If we are preparing for an exam, we'll not be the type to be sleeping by 6 p.m. If we want to come to church on Sunday morning, it's not that Sunday morning that we are going to have a heavy breakfast. If we want to come for night vigil, that's not the time to swallow something. You have to eat something light so that you'll be able to pray. Number six, we have to be determined to follow through with our plan, no matter what. We say no stopping. Just like we say that we have decided to follow Jesus. We just look at this thing, nobody, no one can stop me. I remember when my son went to represent the school in swimming, and people came to me and said, oh, why don't you train your son so that your son will be a swimmer? I said, no, that is not the priority. I said, academics is the priority. You should not be shy about it, though, because you have to say it so that people will know where you stand. I said, no. I said, he can swim, but I know what I'm preparing him for, and God will help me in Jesus' name. So number seven is assessment, that we have to assess periodically to know our strength and our weakness. And God will help us in Jesus' name. In closing, can we just rise up and thank God for what we have had? Thank God for the word you have heard this afternoon. You are not hearing it for hearing's sake. It's meant to do something in our lives. Thank him for the opportunity. Ask for more grace. To seek him first, to give him top priority, to put him on top on our to-do list. Ask for a fresh grace. Ask him for a clear vision so that we have something to run with.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I know some of us had written some things down at the beginning of the year. And I want to believe that we can apply all these seven steps to those things we have written down. And I want to just pray over those things again. Father, we thank you because we started the year with you. And Lord, upon your promises we rest. To see those things accomplished in our lives, as many as have trusted you enough to put things down on paper, Lord, to see you perform them in their lives, 2011 will be a year of fulfilled dreams in their lives in Jesus' name. I pray especially for homes. Every struggling home, receive the help of God today in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, joy will be restored to your home. Peace will be restored to your home. Accomplishment will be restored to your home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Can we share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of